to another edition
Love
of
Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome once again to another edition of the Gregory Show. You're listening to the Gregory, a young man with a lot to talk about. And now at this time, we have the Gregory's on the line right now. Hello, the Gregory. And the Gregory will be coming up here in a few minutes, but you too can join in the show at 310-982-4126. And we have the Gregory on the line.
What's up, everybody? What's up? I was Gregory. Welcome to my show. First off, I'd like to thank the Gregory Place for putting me on the internet. And I call in. And you can call in at any time you want to my show. And we'll be talking about sports, God, and everything nice. And today our topic will be why is it good to forgive and forget?
That's a good topic. Go ahead, talk to us about that.
Okay. Our first topic, well, my topic, this is one of my good topics I always have a discussion with other people. I think it's kind of good to forgive and forget because sometimes you got to learn to do that stuff to move on. And sometimes you can't always just stay in the past and do this and do that. So you got to move on in life. Even though sometimes you can't move on, you want to learn how to move on, but you got to. It's the way to live on. It's the way to live. What do you think?
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. But I tell you what, now, have you ever had a situation where it was hard for you to forgive and forget? And how did you manage to do that? Forgive and forget.
I have those kind of problems all the time. I had a lot last year with my teachers, how they didn't like me, how they always would just talk bad about me, but they wouldn't say my name. You know how they tell you you're failing this class, and they'll make up a name, or they'll make up saying someone in this class has this grade and this and this that, and then I knew they was talking about me, but I had to learn how to forgive them and move on. I know they was doing that just to make a scene, but I knew they'd make a scene by making me better, by letting me know that I have this grade in that class that pushed me on to further myself better. So I would have to pick my grade so I can do this, I can do that.
Oh, that's all right. So what's your advice to someone else that's going through that right there, having a hard time to forgive? Say, somebody done hurt me and I just can't get over it.
Well, it's to look on the bright side, because you never know. So what can hurt you really bad, and they end up having their feelings hurt. And instead of just holding on to that grudge and keep on doing this and keep on doing that, just be like, hey, I forgive you. Where I know you hurt my feelings and all, and I don't want to be the wrong person to hurt your feelings, so I forgive you, and you can move on. And I know sometimes it's hard to forgive someone. It's hard to love people and they'll love you back, you know. But it's sometimes you just gotta learn how to do it. You gotta learn how to just forgive them.
Oh, that's okay. Now tell me about school. Now, how's school go today? What's life like at school?
School is kind of fun now. They're starting back up again. I got classes with my friends. I get to eat lunch with them. I talk about certain type of sports and stuff all the time around them. And, we get to talk about God stuff. And sometimes I have some female friends, too. So we talk about female stuff, too. Well, they talk about female stuff. I just talk about manly stuff. I don't talk about female stuff like that. But every now and then, they're trying to bring me, they're trying to put me into something.
Okay,
yeah, what's
our lunch today?
Oh, for lunch, I had nachos today.
Oh, what's one of your favorite meals at school?
One of my favorite meals at school would be either the nachos or the pizza.
Oh, you like the nachos or the pizza?
Yeah, some sort of Chinese food.
Oh, okay. That's good, then. That's good. Now your classes now. Now, last time we was on here, you talked about some sites you could go to to help tutoring and stuff. Now, you got any more sites that you want to share with something? If you're having a hard time with some homework, do you have some internet sites that you can go to and get some help? Because somebody might need to hear this.
Oh, what I do is I have, just to get to know it better, I either go to a tutor at school or I look on YouTube and type in the stuff that I need to search for the, say, for instance, I got to do some geometry work. So I type in how to do geometry or sophomore geometry, and then I click on it, and I click on one of the videos that I would like to learn about. And I do that, or I go to Google, I type in how to solve this equation. I look at steps on there, or I go to Wikipedia and I do it, or sometimes I go straight over Yahoo, and they'll tell me.
Oh, man, that sounds all right. So you tell me if anybody have any problem with any classes, they can go to those sites you talked to, just mentioned, in fact, and get some information?
Yep.
So which one is your favorite site to go to where you said, man, I'm going to go this because I'm always able to find what I need?
My favorite sites are Google and YouTube.
Oh, okay, then. So, now, what was one of the last classes that you went online and get some help for?
Well, the last classes I went online for this year would be, it was science. I had to look up it was like kind of what a cell was, but it's not your body and stuff. And I learned what that was.
Oh, okay. That's pretty interesting, man. That means that you're able to do your work and then maybe help somebody else.
Yep.
And so tell me now, you know, the State Fair is in town. Are you going, you and some friends, or your girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm going to try to go with my girlfriend if she wants to go, or I'll just go with my friends.
And that's good. So what do you like to do when you go to State Fair?
Oh, I just like to chill, walk around, talk to people, make new friends, sometimes ride the ride or just play it out, eat the food.
Now, what about your little sister? Now, you got a little sister. What you going to do with her while you're at the State Fair? Are you going to let her tag along, or is she going to have to do something else?
It depends on who I'm going with. If I'm going with my mom and my sister, then, yeah, she can tag along and stuff. But if I go with my girlfriend, she's going to have to hang out with my mom and stuff.
They say, you ain't going to roll like that, huh?
Yeah.
Now, you know, last time we talked, you said we gave us some information on how y'all do in football last weekend. Is it worth talking about?
It's worth talking about. Our last football game, it was a blowout. I mean, they told me that, they said that the quarterback had thrown the football, and every time he threw the football up in the air, it was straight for a touchdown. I mean, our running back was quick. He was running too fast. Nobody could stop him and stuff. It was just unbelievable. We blew them about 57 to 20 something.
Oh man, that is that's a good boy. Y'all really put a whooping on them then, huh?
Yep.
Oh, that's okay then. And so, what else you got up, man? We know we were just talking about how to deal with, you know, with disappointments and stuff. So, what else you got to talk about?
I have this friend that I talked to, and I helped him out with some of his rules. I mean, with some of his life, because his mom and his dad does drugs. His dad does crack, and his mom sniffs cocaine, and so he needs help sometimes with his life. And so I help him out, I give him advice on how to do stuff, and I give him a whole bunch of advice. Like, he tells me how can he learn to look up and like look on the better side of things than now that his mom and stuff does drugs and stuff. And I told him look on the bright side because, hey, you could have been, they could have abandoned you somewhere, you know. At least they still talk to you, they still care about you, they still want you to get your education. They're not that drugged up or anything. And sometimes he'd be like, yeah, sometimes he wish he didn't have those type of parents and stuff. And then I say, we all wish we didn't have some type of parents. Sometimes I say, I wish I had a rich parent. But God gave us the parents he gave us for a reason. Because some rich families, they don't care about their kid. They just care about money. And they put you in anything you want. All they want is money. And him, he makes good grades. He got two colleges looking at him. He's a child for the soccer team right now. He's practicing with the soccer team. They say he's real good, real cold and stuff. And so, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good, man.
Always problems.
Yeah. You know, that's good to get some people advice like that because you've been a young man and you have something to share with them and they'll listen to you because you're a student there and then you make sense when you're telling them, you know. So that was some good advice you gave that young man.
Yeah.
Hey, now, man, we're about ready to get out of here. We're only doing 15 minutes because you got to get ready to go to school. You got some homework and stuff to do. And, you know. And so I hope you go take care of your business and not be up on the phone all night, you know. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We get ready to wrap this here up, man. So give us a few words of encouragement, man, before we let you go.
Few words of encouragement would be, you know, like I said at the beginning, you got to keep your head up. You got to look for the positive things in life. You can't just be wondering about other stuff, you know. So instead of just thinking about what if, you can just think on the other side. Well, I thank God that I did this, so I like to think that I did do this because after I did this, I couldn't be able to do this, or it stopped me from doing the bad choices in life. So instead of just thinking on the negative side all the time, sometimes think of the positive.
Oh, man, that is so true, man. That's so true. You know, as we get ready to get on out of here, man, I hope everything goes well with you this week, and I'm looking forward to you coming back next week and sharing some more insight on the life of the Gregory. You know, hey, man, now what about your poetry and your books, man? You ain't said nothing to us about it, man. You still doing that, right?
Yeah, I'm still doing it. I'm writing little short stories that I'm working on, trying to write a long good story to get into. It's all about suspense nowadays. Everybody want a little twist in there. They don't want the easy type of books anymore. So I'm still working on that type of books.
Okay. I tell you what, Nate, you're going to have to share a part of your little old story out of your book so that way people kind of can get a feel for your writing and stuff. Cause you've been doing this quite a while, so you got a lot of stuff, a lot of material that you can share with us.
Yep.
And so that a deal. Next time you'll share some music with us, some of your sounds, and then you do a little rapping on the side too, right? Don't you do a little rap? Write the lyrics.
Yeah, a little bit.
But you really like to write short stories though, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, then, the Gregory, man, we out of here, man. We count them down right now, man. And you hear our little music in the background say, let the DJ play. That's you there, brother. That's you. I'm going to let you go ahead and enjoy yourself. And, man, we're looking forward to you being on here next week, man. So, and that way you can keep us up to what's going on in the life of the Gregory.
Yep.
Okay, well, we out of here, man. All right, peace.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Gregory Show with a young man that have a lot to talk about. The Gregory Show, and he's sharing with us the things that's going on in his world in the life of The Gregory. Tune in next week at the same time and check out more of The Gregory story. We'll see you next week. Be good, be peace, and stay out of trouble. Bye.